This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. President Draupadi Murmu has said that reducing pendency of cases is a big challenge facing the judiciary. Addressing the two-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, the President said all stakeholders should come together and find solutions to address the backlog of cases. She also unveiled the new flag and insignia of the Supreme Court of India. In his address, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal expressed pride that the Supreme Court has completed the journey of 75 years. He said a good ecosystem of the judicial system should be available to the citizens working in various fields so that they can devote their individual and collective potential to nation building. Addressing the conference, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur said, "The Committee on Reducing Arrears of Cases has laid out an action plan for reducing case pendency through case management." He added that some of the other strategies for dealing with the backlog include pre-litigation dispute resolution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had inaugurated the National Conference of District Judiciary yesterday. The Union Home Ministry has constituted an inter-ministerial central team led by the Executive Director of the National Institute of Disaster Management to assess damages caused by rainfall and floods in Gujarat. The team will shortly visit the flood-affected districts of the state. During 25th to 30th August, Gujarat was severely affected by heavy to extremely heavy rainfall due to a deep depression formed over Rajasthan and Gujarat. Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan were also affected by heavy to very heavy rainfall. During the year, Himachal Pradesh has also been affected by various spells of heavy rainfall, cloud bursts and landslides. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the centre is fully committed to providing all possible help to affected states. IMCT for Nagaland has also been constituted, which will visit the affected areas of the state shortly. In Telangana, very heavy rain continued to lash several parts of the state. Normal life has been severely affected in low-lying areas in various districts. The state government has directed district administration of the 11 districts that are on red alert to take measures on war footing to protect the bunds of lakes and streams. Chief Minister Revant Reddy has directed officials of emergency services to be available round the clock at ground level. In Maharashtra, rain has subsided in most areas, including Mumbai and its suburbs. However, the MET department has issued a red alert for Jalna, Parbhani and Hingoli districts. Senior JDU leader K.C. Tyagi has resigned as the party spokesperson today. Rajiv Ranjan Prasad has been appointed as the new party spokesperson. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and IT, Ashwini Vaishnav, inspected the newly manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper coach at the BEML facility in Bengaluru today. In Bihar, the opposition Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, held demonstrations today demanding a nationwide caste-based census and inclusion of reservation quota hike ratified by Bihar legislature in the 9th schedule of the constitution, which provides immunity to law from judicial review. Meanwhile, former minister and former senior RJD leader Shyam Rajak today officially joined ruling JDU at a function in Patna. On the 22nd August, he had quit the RJD and resigned from the post of General Secretary. Russia intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones last night, including 2 over the city of Moscow and 9 over the surrounding Moscow region. And in the US Open, Rohan Bopanna and his Indonesian partner Aldila Sujiarie reached the mixed doubles quarterfinals. The duo beat John Pace and Katrina Seva 0-6, 7-6, 10-7 in the pre-quarterfinal match. They will face Matthew Ebden and Barbara Craig in the quarterfinal. Bopanna also entered the third round of men's doubles with Matthew Ebden. And that is the end of this news bulletin.